אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 450.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're in the introduction to the book of the Zohar, at the end of it, actually, at letter 67.
I just wanted to remind that this is the writings of Baal HaSulam. And he writes this in a very direct and precise manner. Hence, we need to receive his words, his discernments in the correct manner. Where he writes, Israel, first of all, that's Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. It doesn't matter what person, no matter which nation he belongs to, what gender or culture or something, that if he yearns to come close to the Creator, according to the equivalence of his qualities of bestowal of the Creator, which is also what a person wants to have as his own quality, that he's called Israel. Again, if a person wants the quality of bestowal to control him, reign on him, and guide him in every state in life according to that inclination, he's called Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, Israel. If he does not yearn for that, then he's called the nations of the world. What do we have here that we, so we won't get confused? That's it. So let's read 67.
Introduction to the book of Zohar, 67.
Well, we have French that wants to ask already. What? Oh no, it was a mistake.
We have a question.
Yes, I do have a question.
Tu as dit qu'il fallait lire quelques introductions du Baal HaSulam pour mieux comprendre. On arrive à...
Rav, you said that we need to read a few introductions from Baal HaSulam in order to better understand Tess. We're now reaching the end of this article, the introduction to the Zohar. Can you give us the main points of this article now that we've read, so it can help us to better understand Tess?
In this introduction, you can read item one where he talks about, in this introduction, I would like to clarify certain things that we're going to clarify that everyone wants to scrutinize, but everyone tried to clarify them, and yet they're still not capable of doing so. And this is what is our essence, what is the process that we go through, what is our purpose, and so on and so forth. He asks many questions there. And then, besides those questions, he enters into another form of questions, which are investigations, that in order to clarify those questions, he needs to investigate them first. And then he begins his explanation in this introduction. And eventually, that's what we're coming to right now. What we need to do in a manner in which the Creator is guiding us from above, and inevitably we either willingly or unwillingly, in agreement with him, need to do it and from below. So let's continue. That's it. Altogether, from this point onwards, we are coming to the summary of the whole introduction of why altogether he opened and wrote it.
Letter
67. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality,
meaning a man from Israel, meaning a one who has a tendency, an inclination to come to connection with the Creator, Yashar Kel, meaning direct to the Creator. I am seeking to translate these words. I'm asking that people translate them correctly.
When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him,
meaning one's yearning for the Creator, and he works constantly in growing that,
over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him,
the egoistic desire in him that he wants to lower in importance.
That is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality, to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, the mere necessity, to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. As it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By doing so, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world, as well, and the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel.
Meaning, if we respect the yearning towards greater and carry that out on our own, we are actually somehow influencing the whole world. It's not that we're obliging them to go and follow us, but nevertheless, they will also have an awakening to feel and understand somehow in their thoughts, somehow in their feelings, they'll start to be interested in that direction as well. How to reach the revelation of the Creator. Yes?
And if, God forbid, the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him.
Meaning if there are, for example, friends amongst us that really wanted to reach the revelation of the Creator, parents can give it only according to equivalence of form, and that they too need to change their nature from receiving to in order to bestow. They went for it and then later left. And they returned to just fill their egos to the end of their lives. Yes?
As it is written, stranger that is in the midst of you.
Meaning the one that is serving the will to receive there.
Meaning the externality in him rises and soars. And you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, he causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar ever higher, overcome Israel, and degrade them to the ground. And the children of Israel, the internality in the world will plunge deep down.
What are we learning from this? That if people receive an inclination to reveal the Creator, to come closer to Him, which are called Israel, those desires in them, and then they fall or leave and return to care for their egos, they are causing also externally, as they're influencing all the world, that also the world will go in the direction of the corporeal ego rather than the spiritual purpose. Meaning all those people that receive an inclination towards the Creator and engage in that are operating towards drawing also all of humanity after them. And if they fall and aim themselves already towards corporeality, towards the egoistic desire, then the whole world also is in that tendency toward after them. Meaning, it is very important where a person that receives from above some relationship with the Creator, whether he continues on this path or leaves. I don't see your questions. Well, we will continue. I have nothing else to explain here. I'm talking in short. Who's there? PT 22?
Can
you sharpen this? What it means to enhance, to increase the externality? What actions are there?
Externality, well, that you're now busy in the Olympics in Japan more than in our morning lesson. Let's say you saw yesterday evening until midnight the Olympics, and that's why today you didn't come to the morning lesson. Is that okay? Is that clear to you?
Okay, but let's say, what about things that have to do with work and family and such things?
That do what's necessary. There's no choice. But it's all, nevertheless, it has to do with your decision. It all comes down to your decision. Don't think that you can stand before the upper trial and come to the courthouse above and tell them that you couldn't or you could. Those forces that place you before all kinds of campaigns know exactly who you are, what you are, what you're given, and how you need to respond. And it's not with your intellect to now give excuses whether you can or cannot. Don't think that you will be able to succeed in that upper trial. PT6.
Rav, what is the influence upon the world of a friend who leaves the path?
Just like you read, that even a person who leaves the path and prefers corporeality over spirituality causes the whole world to also prefer corporeality over spirituality. To what extent? To the extent in which there is a common denominator force between those who are called Israel, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, and those who are drawn towards corporeal pleasures. That's how it is.
And if it occurs, how are the others who continue along the path, how can they complete for that?
No, they can't. There's free choice when it comes to this. As much as we can, we need to talk to them, to bring back their importance towards the matter, but it's not something that you can buy with money.
Nope. Right, that's with respect to the friend. But with respect to the world, if someone leaves and it has a certain influence on the world, can others who are continuing along the path somehow make up for his place with respect to the world?
No, that which every single person does, it's only he who can either corrupt or correct. Each of us has his soul and his free choice. And only in prayer we can somehow, it maybe, correct this situation. But also, it's nevertheless, each and every one is the causality of good or bad. And that's why there are calculations later for each and every one, and the correction extends from there. Yes, Dudi.
Continuing what Chaim just said, if a friend leaves and he left.
Left?
So why is he influencing the world negative? Left, right? He's part of all of humanity, right? Rav says, no. Because out of all his desires, he has a point in the heart. And with this point, he could have come closer to the Creator. And in this, correct the world, that the world is also going after him in something, drawn after him in something. And he could have progressed more and more. And specifically those who have great force of opposition, they later on do great spiritual work. And they become great. And thus that's how it occurs, that we need to have sorrow for each and every one. But along with this, we're not allowed to hold them by force. because the spiritual judgment like says that we need to speak to them twice, like with the same donkey that falls under the weight of his load. So there is such a law that if you place a burden on the donkey and it falls, then we need to place it back on its feet, strengthen it, and once again put the load back on him. And if he falls a second time, then we can't use him. Need to leave him and stop.
Not once we talked about not being sorry about someone left. If he left, he left.
No, I mean, that's how we spoke and simply, but actually this is our work. In any case, to warn and talk about it, speak. We need to do this in any case.
There's simply many questions on the topic. What does it mean that he left? Could be that he's between us, but he left. But he's not, his hand space is not here, he's not in the study.
No, we're talking about those who are in lessons, right? Maybe they may miss here and there, but in any case, we're talking about those who are present.
Systemically, a person who's here and is negligent in his work, and a person who completely left the path, they both influence badly to the world?
It's a Rabash.
With Rabash, he had a chart, a telephone chart of everyone. And there we had maybe, I don't know, 70 phone numbers, 80 phone numbers. You know, just names and numbers, names and phone numbers. I did not see, and I'm talking about, you know, when I started learning there, I didn't see more than 10 people who would come to the morning lesson, but later there would be a meal. I'm not talking about Saturdays, the Sabbath, because then there would be all sorts of people from around who would come. But when I would be invited to the meal of Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month, then I would suddenly see 60 people there. Where is that from? Then let's say I brought another 40 students there. And so it became even a bigger society. So the question is here, what are we talking about here? What people? So, very simply, even those who are in our external circles, yes, in our outer circles, they may come once in a few months. They're tied to us once in a while. Currently with the internet, it's makes it kind of hard to say, because thousands are tied to us, truly. But those who are in the lesson that we see them here, so what, to tell you who is what and where, what circle, that's hard for me. I take into consideration everyone who was at least sometimes in a lesson, and I have at least somewhat hope that they'll strengthen. But he's not against the path. He doesn't have another direction. He more or less hears about our principles, despite that he cannot fulfill them, he can't carry them out so much. But he understands that these are principles of the spiritual world, and he's still not in it. And the time will come, right, like that. At least it's called that he's on the path this way.
Belarus.
Rav, подскажите, пожалуйста, как нам приучить себя?
Rav, could you tell me, please, how can we accustom ourselves to say the truth before the ten, like before the Creator? If, let's say, like the example that you just gave, I watched a certain football game and I didn't get the lesson, how do I not, you know, make up things? Everyone knows me very well. How can I accustom myself to tell the truth always?
I'll tell you. You need, in any case, to understand the group needs to be closer to you than the Creator. Because first you reach connection with the group, and only because of the group do you later have to reach connection with the Creator. And so, you try to be 100% straight with the friends, but you also need to understand that you don't want to cause a corruption in the society. So, you need to be with them truly with an open heart. Yeah.
PT 19.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, friends. Look, Baal HaSulam writes here something that I've never seen. It's truly concerning what he writes here. He says that if the matter of Israel inside of you will go downwards, then he causes in that also the externality in the whole world of this world are going to rise upper and upper and increase over Israel and lower them to the dust. According to your opinion, what...
I see in this all the reasons for the state of Israel in the world, how much even externally, look what the nation is in, Israel compared to all the other nations. Because people who are in Israel, who first of all needed to be directed to resembling the Creator, are not doing this. Rather, they engage themselves in all sorts of engagements of money and respect, and they don't think about spirituality. And thus, this causes this, that the nations of the world relate, they have this attitude like this toward the nation of Israel in general. So what are you impressed so much?
That's clear. I don't want to, call out names, but we see this in Israel, especially lately. My question is, how can we, even the dissemination, like you're saying, how can we overcome such a huge obstacle that we didn't manage to even move a millimeter so far? I don't know. How will we do it exactly? You're talking about dissemination all the time. And there you see that this is increasing, where they're working in externality all the time. And you're coming to, I don't know, about fights, but you're seeing that at some point you're saying to yourself, wow, what will be the end? And you see it all the time. What will the end be? Understand?
I understand. I just want you to understand. It all depends ultimately on our group. If we will yearn stronger for the goal, in that we will influence all the circles around us. So let's do this.
I have a question to you. We're doing a lot of work every morning. Are we advancing? Are we moving matters? Do you feel like we're moving things towards correction?
Yes. But at the moment, you're not allowed to see this because you will take pride. You will blow up with pride and you start to think about how much you deserve it.
Okay. Thank you.
No,
Kinshik.
Well?
La.
No question?
No?
None. That was a mistake, okay. PT 31.
To continue what you said earlier about the upper courtyard, how a person knows that he's working up optimally with the conditions that he receives. How does he know?
We need to accept it this way, and not just twice, otherwise this is confusion. We have a program. We need to work by this program, and that's it. We'll receive. We won't receive. The wisdom of Kabbalah is not built for this, that a person investigates and then enters into it. There's nothing to investigate with his beastly mind. So, first of all, there are things that you need to attain something from spirituality, and then out of this experience that you attain, then you progress.
But if you place wisdom and, right before attaining something, it doesn't work. It doesn't even work like this anyway in life. What, the baby first receives understanding and then it enters life? It first acts instinctively, receives all sorts of reactions, and then accordingly he progresses. He learns from them. Usually, he learns from negative reactions. So, read 67 again.
Again, item 67.
I'm
just asking, please, directly translate to ourselves what Israel means and what the nations of the world means. This is really foundational. This can really completely confuse us to us.
When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him, over his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, that is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, the mere necessity, to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. As it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By doing so, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world as well. And the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel. And if, God forbid, it is to the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him, as it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of you, meaning the externality in him rises and soars, and you yourself, meaning the internality, which is the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, he causes the externality of the world in general, which are the nations of the world, to soar ever higher, overcome the Israel, and degrade them to the ground. And the children of Israel, which are the internality of the world, will plunge deep downward.
So, it's all clear? Understood?
So, a few thousand years ago, let's say 3,500 years ago, in Babylon, Babel, there was a division, separation made between part of the Babels that accepted the method of Abraham, that we need to reach love thy neighbor as thyself, which is actually the nature of the Creator, and part who didn't accept it, and they continued to love themselves and develop in that. And that's when Babel divided into a small group. The authority of Abraham disconnected from Abraham and went on its way. And the others continued there. That was done in history. Later, in this group that's called Israel, there were all sorts of events, chaos. The ego, in any case, doesn't let these people advance nicely, correctly to the direction of the Creator, the intention to bestow love. Some fall off before the entrance to Egypt, after the entrance to Egypt. They divided themselves into 12 tribes, 10 tribes disappear,
go in different directions. To this day, it is unknown about them. Only two tribes remained, and these today are called the Jews throughout the world. That's what's left of them. And within them, within this, we have left a small group that always existed since that same ancient Babel that wanted to progress to the intention to bestow, to love of friends, love of others. They're called Kabbalists because they received everything Abraham taught them. And that's how it is to this day. Very few people that are in each and every generation. Today it's revealed more and more to all of humanity that ultimately, as it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer to all nations, that all of humanity shall ultimately feel that only in fulfilling and implementing love thy neighbor as thyself, which this is what Abraham taught, right? Nothing else besides this. That only in love thy neighbor as thyself, humanity will be able to correct itself and reach the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, which is above our corporeal life. Rather, it's all spoken about spiritual life. It's not dependent on the body, not our bodily life, rather even when we're not in the body. So we live what's called within the soul. That's it. So in this process, he says, the problem is such that each one if he goes on,
if those people who have a tendency for the Creator, that according to this tendency are called Israel, Yasharkel, direct to the Creator, they bring forth good for the world, or if they do it to the contrary, then bad. That's why the whole world instinctively relates towards them all the bad things. And if something happens, certainly it happens because somehow they're to blame. And each and every person in the world feels, he doesn't need to understand this with his intellect, he feels that this is what's happening because we, through the system of Adam HaRishon, are all connected to one soul. And there's no choice here. That which those who are aimed to the Creator do, whether they come closer to the Creator, they cause good to the world and the world ascends with them together. If they want to leave the direction towards the Creator, they cause bad to the world and the world really accordingly starts to relate to them as bad. That's why everything is caused only by Israel defining it for being so. Only through that. That's why to say that the Jews all over the world are not to blame, it's not true. Of course, they're to blame in that they want to come to closer to love thy friend as thyself or not. And the world through this eventually follows them. This is why we must, as much as possible, advertise to the whole world, and especially to the people of Israel, especially to the Jews amongst them, that our goal is to reach love thy friend as thyself, and that without that we won't be able to exist correctly. And day to day we will feel ourselves existing truly before this trial, Moscow 3. Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend. Why is it written a stranger and not a of the nations, a ger versus goy?
Goy ze am.
Ger is not goy. Goy means nation. In Hebrew, goy means nation. Just there is a goy, meaning an ordinary nation, and there is a holy goy, meaning, let's say, a group that's yearning for the Creator. Kadosh means holy. So there is a holy goy that's directed to the Creator. There's an ordinary goy nation that's direct the whole world. How many nations you have in the world, you can call each and every one goy. It's not a bad word. It's simply a word that is translated such that even Israel is called goy.
Israel, goy, kadon.
And who is your nation? Israel, the holy goy in the land. Because holy means it is disconnected from the corporeal reality and belongs to spirituality. That's called holy. Kadosh. Belongs to the Creator.
Latin That's 7. It.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, how was creation arranged spiritually prior to Israel? Who was the head of the world?
There was nothing. You're talking about what period? The period of Adam is what, 5,700 and something years?
Let's
say 5,800 years. That's the period of what, the Stone Age, the Steel Age, Bronze Age, whatever you want to call them. Well, we have nothing from them, really. People used to live. You didn't have cars or internet and such. People lived in caves. What's the difference? Oh, what's the difference between those? Man is man. The main thing is what is inside him. You can say, up until ancient Babel, what? That's about 3,500, 4,000 years ago, like in ancient Egypt, right? Such things. And of course, even beforehand, there were different cultures, but we're talking about things that are closer to this. Let's say Abraham and Babel. That's what? About 2,000 something before the count.
No había entonces un canal de conexión del creador y la creación, o no hacía falta.
No, there was no channel between the creator and the created beings, or.
No, there's always a connection to the creation because he's in creation. But from the created beings towards the creator, there were instinctual reactions that each person, when he wants something, when he cries, so he awakens desires that are in the system. And that's it, not more than that. There was no Torah, meaning the wisdom that explains to you how the world is built and what network of connection, what system that we're all tied in from the upper force. What did he create us in? What does he want of us? What nature did he create us in, and what is upon us to perform towards him? All these things are called Torah.
אז לא היה דבר כזה.
And so that didn't exist then.
PT 31.
PT 31.
No, Yaakov.
Yaakov?
לא שומעים.
They just put the sign up, I'm sorry. Rav, it's clear why in the system there's internal and external, minus and plus, the people of Israel and the nations of the world. But what's the purpose that in people of Israel, this again, internal and external, what's the role of the external of the internal?
Because the whole world, all the worlds, are all arranged according to degrees of the will to receive, and as much as the will to receive is greater or more refined, then from this we have a ladder of degrees.
But
we don't count the nations of the world such being more or less, because ultimately, if everyone is on the intention to receive, then there's nothing to count them in. We're only talking about degrees that when we begin to rise to the intention to bestow, then we can begin to speak of degrees of ascent. We'll clarify this more. I don't want you to begin getting confused here. China.
Rafter, 早上好, 这是Rafter. 你是在世界被划分三个部分, Sephiroth的 Habadah, Hagati, Nahana, 中为什么没有King的与马物?
Good morning, Raf. My question is, the world is divided into three parts, the Haggadah and Nahaim in the Sefer. Why no Keter and Malchut? Thanks.
The world is divided into five parts. Keter Chochmah Bina, Zeran Pin Malchut. And because Keter belongs to the upper force, the bestower, and Chochmah Bina Zeranpin Malchut receive from the bestowing force, such we can only count these forces, these discernments that receive Chochmah Bina Zeranpin Malchut, and not Keter. So there are divisions. There are such, and there's even more divisions, much more. We'll learn them.
No,
well, maybe we'll make a summary for this lesson now of the Zohar. I'm interested that people nonetheless will talk about it and between them, and maybe write some questions down, and we'll continue tomorrow this lesson from their questions. So please.
Yes, so let's all enter into a workshop and talk about the things we just heard from the mouth of Rav on the introduction to the book of Zohar. And we can write questions between us in the 10, but Israel, the nations of the world, internality, externality.
Let's read
the letter again.
Yes, we'll read 67 again. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him, over his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, that is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality to benefit his soul, and he gives very little efforts, the mere necessity to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. Just as it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By doing so, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world as well, and the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel. And if, God forbid, it is to the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him, as it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of you, meaning the externality in him rises and soars, and you yourself, meaning the internality, which is the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, he causes the externality of the world in general, which are the nations of the world, to soar ever higher, overcome Israel, degrade them to the ground, and the children of Israel, the internality in the world, will plunge deep down. God forbid. So now, friends, we will enter a workshop according to the excerpt that we just read, and as Rav guided us, we will write questions. Please.
Turns out the Creator constantly sends us a room where a person can decide on internality over externality, and by these exercises, he gives us, they increase, they get stronger, and only the group can save a person and bring him to the correct side.
It's important that each of us will constantly try to intensify his internality as much as possible, and in that way he help one another. Feel that it is possible and that there's supports from nature that really raises the internality above the externality.
Often feel in me, how do we incorporate in the ten and not try each time again and again to try to do it on our own, meaning like I can decide on my own to change to internality over externality. It's a continuing confusion. And how also, on the other hand, all the situations, all the states that occur to their friends in the 10, I don't know, in the external world or the internal world, how do we specifically help them each time to see that all is coming from the Creator to direct us, to calibrate us?
Yes, actually just gives us even more of a drive to understand that only in a whole 10 we can really advance and constantly advertise in the 10 how much we have the right, the privilege to be part of such a thing. On the other hand, we need to really realize this, that we receive.
Yeah, how do we support one another that this importance will truly be the light that leads us to appreciate each moment? Also, back to the first part of the lesson, how to renew each moment the importance of the internality. Because each moment, the externality increases and the internality of the 10 increases, and if we work together with this thing. Alex?
I understand that entry and exit from internality to externality is okay, and it's kind of like breathing in and out, inspiring and expiring, but it can only be in the mechanism of the 10, otherwise such a state can't be in making such movements inwards and outwards and back and forth. So here we need to watch and keep a certain tension to be able to put it inwards and after such exits.
Yes, like our friend said, the entrance, the exit, the main thing is the direction. All the things are performed in the 10. Morning lesson is internality. Later on we separate externality, so we have room to overcome, to unite. But all with respect to the 10, and with respect to spirituality within the 10, there's these rooms, there's this room, there's these places where we can make efforts and to give praise to the Creator on this, that we're progressing on the path together.
Also inside, in all of us, there's internality and externality in the battle between them. And the battle is, I'm doing this through the 10. And to make it as little as possible connected to me and to strengthen the internality and the friends. Seems like that's the direction.
Can be the yuk, mamash. Exactly, truly. To worry, to care for, strengthening the direction, the tendency of the friend, each of all the friends in the 10, to spirituality, that all that occurs such is truly to direct us to the goal, to the Creator, to the upper force, to truly be careful of all the external phenomena. All the disturbances are just an invitation to strengthen the connection between us. Shalom.
So what remains is a prayer that the friends will adhere to the 10 and for us to come every single day to the morning lesson and raise the internality upon the externality, and for us to come to the goal quick in our times. Amen.
Yes, what Sharon said, we have everything, times, events, actions, the 10, the group. Person doesn't need to dig into himself, what's internal, what's external, what's going above. It's really simple. Everything tied to the 10 is internality. Everything else is externality. Very simple work. Not easy, but very simple. Easy.
What Baal HaSulam writes for us is so relevant, and it always has been relevant. It's simply the absolute laws of nature, and we have the key here of how we can truly prevent suffering. What's more important than that to a person? How can we prevent suffering? And if we only concentrate on our internality, and so we can simply prevent suffering and we come to a blessing in everything. Altogether, I just looked now at the up, down that he writes there is kind of like in parentheses. It's as if it's an excerpt that he's quoting there. And I checked and it's truly from the Torah that it's coming from. It's very interesting to read it there also in the source and see how it, how Baal HaSulam takes everything from there. From the, these sources. In short, we will try.
I still, just so many years that we're together and doing the work, and I'm still not succeeding in placing spirituality over corporeality.
It's not that we don't make efforts, or it's not that we don't reach lessons, not that we don't reach all our meetings, it's not that we're not trying to help one another. We're doing everything that we hear, and we disseminate, and everything. What else is lacking in order that we will really have this flip, where internality will finally rise over externality? They will be able to engage only in love of friends and not serve the ego. Where is the prayer? What is the prayer? Why didn't it work to this date?
Okay, friends, to conclude, we want to update you about the broadcasts with Dr. Lightman throughout the day. So first of all, before the schedule today, I want to update that due to different reasons, it's been decided to broadcast live only part of the broadcasts with Rav Lightman of his programs. Therefore, when you enter Kabbalah Media in order to download or hear certain files, you'll find some of them only in the source materials, without the translated ones. So it's important that you should know that this is not a fault in our system right now, but it's a process. And within a couple of days, you'll also find those same programs in your language. For example, the writers or certain other programs, you may enter to hear them live, and you'll find them, let's say, only in Hebrew. In a couple of days, you'll see them also in the other languages. It's a matter of a new process that has entered into our organizations. We're apologizing for the little time that will take in the process of translation. Thank you for your understanding. And our broadcast schedule for today at 10 to 10:30, Dr. Lightman with Simon Vinokur. 10:35 to 11:05, Dr. Lightman with Simeon Vinokur again. And then 10 to 15 to 10:45 with Dr. Lightman with the women's team. We will conclude our lesson here. Sing a song. Thank you and good day.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and my heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher. Trying to find a reason, what to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire.